Good morning.
Morning.
早安。
Great to see everybody.
很高兴看到大家。
All right, here it goes. Okay. All right, today is, this is my final sermon on the book of Acts. We've been studying through the book of Acts for about a year.
今天这个讲道是我对《使徒行传》最后一次的讲道。我们讲《使徒行传》讲了一年了。
Yeah, honestly, I'm sad to end this. It's such a wonderful story, and this is its conclusion.
其实我有一点伤感，因为这是一本很丰富、很好的书，可是我们今天要在这边结束。
Now, apart from Jesus, there's only one person who really shaped Christianity, and who would that be?
除了耶稣之外，能够建立这个基督信仰的人是有哪一位呢？除了耶稣之外
okay, ，Nobody more than the Apostle Paul.
我想应该是使徒保罗。
He is the apostle to the Gentiles. That's you guys.
他是外邦人的使徒，就是我们大家。
So the book of Acts it tells us of the expansion of the gospel, really going from Jerusalem, which was the capital of the Jewish nation.And taking it all the way to the capital of the Gentiles in Rome.
使徒行传其实是福音的一个扩展，是从犹太人宗教的中心耶路撒冷到这个罗马帝国的这个首府罗马。
Now we could take an airplane and go straight line like that.
我们可以坐飞机就直线就飞过去。
We know Paul kind of took a more circuitous route.
可是我们知道保罗到罗马是经过非常迂回的 路程。
His journey from Jerusalem to Rome, it was over 2,000 miles that he traveled.
从耶路撒冷到罗马超过2000英里的路程。
And of course it was on that big ship and there was a big storm and the big shipwreck and it took him about more than 3 months to get from Jerusalem to Rome.
他是坐在一艘大船上面，可是他们遇到了大风暴，而且有船难。那他是花了三个月的时间才从耶路撒冷到了罗马。
Okay, so now he's traveling northward up the boot of Italy towards Rome.
他现在到了这个意大利半岛向北这样子旅行。
And he's going to make a couple of stops along the way, coming from the island of Malta and coming up the boot.
所以他是从南边的一个岛米利大岛，然后他一直从这个意大利半岛往北走。
I know there's a couple of Italians here today, so I'll show you. This is, let me pronounce it, Puteoli, Italy.
所以这里有一些意大利文啊，这个布丢利这个是在意大利的一个城市。
Okay, so this is where the large grain ships that were coming from.Egypt bringing grain up to Italy, and this is the port where they would come into.
就是一些从埃及来的大型粮食船呢，它会在这一个港口，它卸下他们的货物。
Okay, this is right across from Naples in Italy.
它是在这个Naples这个地方的对面。
In the background there is an active volcano still active to this day. It's called Mount Vesuvius.
在这里呢，是有一个那个苏维埃火山是在这附近。嗯。
Okay. So as they're Paul is going north, and actually some Christians are coming south from Rome, and they travel down.The Roman road to a place called Three Taverns. It's about 30 miles south of Rome.
所以有些基督徒他从罗马往南到了这个南边30英里处有一个地方叫做三馆的地方。
Okay, and there's another group that goes the further 10 miles south down to the place called, it's the Market of Appius.
所以另外呢有一些人呢，他们就更往南，再走了十英里，他们到了一个雅比乌的一个市场。
Okay, and they're going to greet the Apostle Paul. They hear the Apostle is coming.
他们到那里呢，去迎接保罗，因为他们知道保罗要来了。
So there's the Romans made some really great roads. Some of them still exist to this day.
我们知道罗马帝国它建了很多的道路啊，有些道路现在还存在。
There again in the background is Mount Vesuvius.
在这个背景后面这个山呢是维苏威火山。
Now when Paul is here, it's about the year 60 A.D.
当保罗在这个地方的时候，大概是主后60年。
I just want to give you a little history here. So about 20 years later, in about 79 A.D., Mount Vesuvius erupted.
我跟你讲一些历史。就是大概在保罗在的这个时候20年，就是在主后79年，这个维苏威火山爆发。
You probably heard of this place, Pompeii.
所以你可能有听过这个地方庞贝城。
And the people that lived there immediately covered in a thick blanket of volcanic ash.
所以在庞贝城的人呢，很快的就被这个火山灰给掩埋住了。
Yeah, I was in Italy and I saw this.
我曾到意大利去，我看过这个地方。
Yeah, it's a frightening sight. The people immediately killed it. It sort of reminded me anyway of like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, just a judgment suddenly come.
所以这是很吓人的一个场面，那让我想到圣经里头讲到这个恶魔拉跟索多玛这两个城市。
Okay, so earlier than this, about 3 years earlier, Paul had been in Corinth and he wrote his letter to the Romans.
在三年之前呢，保罗他在哥林多的时候，他曾经写信给罗马的教会。
If you've read that letter, it's a magnificent letter. And so when the people heard the writer of that letter is coming, they wanted to meet him.
所以大家有读过这本罗马书那因为当时的信徒知道这个作者要来，所以他们就去欢迎他。
Now Paul had been looking forward to getting to Rome for years. He had wanted to get to Rome.
保罗他也想了很久，想要到罗马去传道。
He got there the hard way.
他终于到了，可是经过一个蛮艰苦的路
程。As a Roman prisoner.
他经过船难，而且他是罗马的一个被囚的。
But Paul was very encouraged when these men came to visit him, brothers in Christ.
所以当这些基督徒弟兄来迎接他的时候，他受到十分的鼓舞。
Okay, one of the things that we want to understand about the Bible is that the Bible is really the masterwork, not of Paul in the New Testament, but it's the masterwork of God, the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道，圣经其实是上帝圣灵他主要的工作。
Paul, as amazing a man as he is, it isn't Paul who is writing the scripture.
虽然保罗是个很伟大的人，可是并不是他个人他写下了圣经。
The Bible says that scripture is God breathed, so the Spirit of God works through Paul and gives him the words to write.
所以圣经都是神所默示的。所以是圣灵他感动保罗，让他把这些话写下来。
Towards the end, I'll give you a very clear demonstration of how that process works.
在今天最后我会有一个例子，让大家知道这个是怎么样进行的。
Well, that's really the main point I want you to take home today is that Scripture is God breathed.
所以我们今天要带回家的一个信息就是圣经是神所默示的。
It's God's revelation of His truth for you.
是上帝对他真理的一个启示，是对我们的一个启示。
The Bible says knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
圣经上说认识至圣者便是聪明。
Who's the Holy One?
谁是这个至圣者呢？
Jesus.
就是耶稣
God
就是神
Jesus says I am the way I am the truth
耶稣说我就是道路真理
So that's the title for this sermon What is the source of light and grace.
所以这是我们今天讲到的主题，谁是光明和恩典的源头呢？
And the source is God himself, the Holy Spirit.
这个源头就是神他自己，就是圣灵。
So God reveals it.
所以神启示了。
Your responsibility is to believe it.
所以神启示了，所以我们人所需要的一个回应呢，就是要去接受。
Now, if we wanted to have an alternate title for the book of Acts, sometimes Acts is sort of, well, what is that exactly about?
我有时候想要给使徒行传这本书另外一个标题。
So when you think about the book of Acts, think about how did the gospel of Jesus Christ go from Jerusalem to Rome? That's a good way to understand the book.
所以要能够明白使徒行传这本书，就是耶稣基督的福音从耶路撒冷传到了罗马。
Okay, in the book of Acts, we see that the Holy Spirit of God is primarily working through, primarily in the book of Acts, through two apostles.
在使徒行传当中我们看到圣灵是主要透过两位使徒。
In the beginning of Acts, we see mostly it's about the apostle Peter.
在使徒行传一开始的时候我们看到的是使徒彼得。
Pretty much the whole second half of the book of Acts, it's all about Paul.
可是后半的主要的人物就是使徒保罗。
And Luke shows us there's a lot of similarities between Peter and Paul.
其实作者路加他写就是在彼得跟保罗之间有很多的相似点。
Oops. I'm sorry. There we go. Okay, so we see the Holy Spirit is working through Paul. It's guiding Paul in what to write. And here is Paul.As a prisoner, and he is speaking with Luke. Luke is the writer of the book of Acts.
我们刚刚提到圣灵，他透过他对保罗的感动，保罗写下一些话语。这边也看到保罗跟路加在罗马，然后也是透过保罗对路加的一些事情路加把这些事情记录下来。
Okay, in the whole Bible, there is only one writer who is not a Jew.
在整本圣经当中就只有一位作者，他并不是犹太人。
That is Luke.
这就是路加。
Luke, a medical doctor.
路加他是一个医生。
So we want to notice Christianity, as it's explained to us in the book, it doesn't spread through violence or through warfare.
所以我们要知道基督教并不是借着暴力或者是战争来扩展。
Yeah, Christianity is not a political movement.
基督教也不是一个政治的运动。
Okay, we don't conquer the world by force or by violence.
我们并不是要来这个用暴力或者是用武力来征服这个世界。
God's plan to conquer the world is actually very simple.
上帝要征服世人的其实是很简单。
The Bible says faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
因为圣经上说，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So God is going to conquer the world through His word.
所以上帝要征服世界，用他的话语。
Simply hearing the story about Jesus Christ, what he did.
就是要听到耶稣基督的故事，他做了些什么。
Okay, Paul, he's finally in Rome, but he's still a prisoner.
所以保罗他终于到了罗马，可是他还是被囚的。
His imprisonment is going to last about 2 years in Rome.
他在罗马被囚禁了两年。
From Rome, the gospel is going to spread quickly across the whole Roman Empire.
在罗马传道，那福音很快的就传遍了罗马帝国各处。
Yeah, in fact, we know Paul said several times he wanted to go not just to Rome, but all the way to Spain. That was the farthest part of the world back in his day.
保罗也在他书信提到说，他想要把福音传到西班牙去。
Now we don't know for sure. Did he ever get to Spain?
我们其实不知道他最后到底有没有到西班牙。
There's no record of it in the New Testament.
在新约里头并没有这样的记载。
Perhaps he did. Perhaps he didn't.
也许他到了西班牙，也许他没有到。
But it was his desire. It was Paul's desire to take the gospel as far as he could take it.
所以啊，可是这是保罗他的心愿，他要将福音啊传到地极。
Now, in Rome, Paul is actually a Roman citizen, and he's going to stay in a private house that he's going to rent.
因为保罗是个罗马公民，所以他被囚禁的时候，他可以住在私人的他租的房子里头。
There's always a Roman guard with him.
可是总是会有个罗马士兵跟着他。
So Paul, it says in the text, that 3 days after arriving in Rome, Paul called for the Jewish leadership to come and hear what he had to say.
所以啊，这个圣经记载到啊，保罗到了罗马三天以后，他邀请啊犹当地的犹太的人啊来到他那边。
Okay, so Paul goes to the Jews first.
所以保罗他是到犹太人当中。
You kind of want to ask yourself, well, why? Why didn't you just go to the Christians?
我们可能会想说，他为什么先到犹太人当中，为什么不去基督徒当中呢
？Yeah, maybe it's a little bit like if you went and you know you would like go to your people first.
就好像我们会常常会要到我们自己的种族的人当中。
Paul loved his Jewish brothers.
保罗他其实很爱他的犹太弟兄。
He wants the Jews to receive this wonderful salvation.
他希望犹太人能够接受这个美好的福音。
In his letter to the Romans, he says this.
在罗马书里头，他这么讲。
I have great sorrow, unceasing anguish in my heart.
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
I wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, my own race, the people of Israel.
为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲。就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
So Paul loves his Jewish brothers. He's pleading with them. He's trying to convince them about Jesus is the Messiah.
所以保罗他非常爱这些犹太人，他要跟他们讲福音，使他们能够信耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
So he explains to the Jews in Rome. He explains why he's a prisoner of the Romans.
所以他跟这些犹太人解释说他为什么变成了罗马人的一个囚犯。
And he says, I'm in these chains because of the hope of Israel.
他说他是为了以色列人所盼望的被这链子捆锁。
Now he's talking to Jews. They know what is the hope of Israel.
他是跟犹太人说的，所以他听众们知道什么是以色列人所指望的
hope of Israel, Messiah would come, establish his kingdom.
所以犹太人的指望就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚要来建立他的国度。
Israel resurrected from the dead to rule.
所以这个弥赛亚他要从死里复活，他要来掌管。
This is what the ancient Hebrew scriptures taught.
这是在古老的希伯来圣经里头都有提到的。
Paul's a Pharisee. He's an expert in all things Jewish.
保罗他是一个法利赛人，他对这个犹太人的所有事物都非常的了解。
Now the Roman Jews say to Paul, you know, we didn't hear anything about you. Nobody sent a letter from Jerusalem.
在罗马的这些犹太人呢，他们就跟保罗说，我们也没有从这个耶路撒冷那边有什么讯息传过来
？Okay, but they say, you know, we want to hear what you have to say. You know, we've heard about this sect, this Christianity, this people of the way. We want to hear you more about this.
所以我们愿意听听你来讲有关于这个教派，也就是这个基督的事情。
And so Paul makes arrangements, and large numbers of Jewish people come to the little house where Paul is, and he's going to explain to them about Christianity.
所以保罗邀请了这很多的犹太人来到他这个小小的住处，他要跟他解释什么是基督。
The text says from morning until evening. Now you think if I talk to you for an hour in here, it's a long time, but Paul talked from morning until evening, and he explained and he declared the kingdom of God.
你们可能觉得我在这边跟你们讲一小时的道是很长，可是保罗呢，他是从早到晚跟他们讲论这事。
And he's trying to convince them. He's using the law of Moses and the prophets.
他要用摩西的律法和先知的书来证明神的道。
So you see, here's Paul, and he's in chains, and here's his Roman guard.
所以这边我们看到保罗，然后旁边站着罗马的士兵。
And he's got this bucket really full of scrolls with all the ancient Hebrew scriptures.
所以我们也看到这边有卷轴，这是犹太人他们的圣经。
Remember, Jesus had said that what was written in Moses, that starting with Genesis, Moses wrote Genesis, in Moses and all the prophets, Jesus said, that's about me.
我们知道这个圣经从摩西所写的这个摩西五经到先知所说的都是有关于耶稣基督。
So Paul is using the inspired word. The Jews believed that the scripture was God-breathed.
所以保罗是用神所默示的这个圣经呢来跟他们讲解。
But for Paul, it went pretty much like it had all the other times where he had tried to persuade his Jewish brothers.
就像保罗他一直在做的，他到每个地方，他总是要去劝勉他的犹太人弟兄。
Yeah, the response that Paul got over and over was maybe a few believed, but the majority of people rejected his message.
可是也同样就是这个结果。常常就都是只有一些人信，可是大部分的人都不信。
So there in Rome, Paul leaves his Jewish brothers with this final warning.
所以保罗对这些犹太人有了最后的一个警告。
This is coming from the prophet Isaiah.
这是从先知以赛亚所说的话。
And it says, the Holy Spirit. See, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your ancestors.When he said,
这边是特别提到说是圣灵借着先知向你们的祖宗所说的话。
Yeah, go to this people, say, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving.
圣灵说去告诉这百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
This people's heart has become dull. It's become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes.
所以这些人他们心里迟钝，被油蒙了心，他的耳朵发沉。
There's a danger, you know, when we reject the gospel, there's a danger of us becoming hardened.
有一个危险就是我们听了福音，可是我们却心里刚硬。
The more you reject it, you hear it, you reject it, you hear it, you reject it, you get farther and farther away, more difficult to receive it.
当我们听了，可是我们却远离，听了却远离，这样就越来越困难，我们能够接受。
And God says, otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and I would heal them.
神就说，如果他们听了就明白上帝就要来医治他们。
So this is tragic.
这是一个悲惨的事。
Now this quote is from the beginning of Isaiah's ministry.
这段话其实是在先知以赛亚他宣道的早期的时候。
So Isaiah was told by God, you're going to talk to the people and they're going to reject the message.
所以上帝在以赛亚的早期的就跟他讲说你要出去传，可是呢听的人却不会接受。
Their spiritual eyes are closed.
他们灵性的眼睛被封闭了。
It's amazing. They cannot see that Jesus is the Messiah from their own scriptures.
他们没有办法从他们自己所信的所读的这个圣经里头能够明白耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Okay, so there's a mystery here, and it's kind of hard to understand.
所以这好像是一个奥秘，很难理解。
But the revelation that opens your eyes, it must come from the Holy Spirit.
可是我们人如果要能够看见，其实是圣灵要做工。
Somehow, God is going to turn a light on in your mind, and you're going to see, you're going to understand, oh, I need Jesus.
就不知道是圣灵是怎么做的，他好像在我们心里好像把灯打开了，我们才能够知道我们需要耶稣基督做我们的救主。
So it's a supernatural birth. It's by the Holy Spirit.
所以是一个超现实的一个经历，我们能够认识耶稣基督。
Okay, actually, the main conflict that's happening in the Book of Acts, it's a conflict between Judaism and Christianity.
所以在使徒行传中最主要的一个冲突呢，是犹太教跟基督教的一个冲突。
It's a conflict between Jewish Christian preachers like Peter and Paul.
是这个冲突是在这个犹太人的这个基督徒的基督的宣道者，就像使徒彼得跟保罗。
And the Jewish leadership.
和这个信奉犹太教的这个犹太领袖。
So Paul says, you know, Isaiah's words that were spoken hundreds of years ago, they still apply to you.
所以保罗跟他们讲，虽然这个话以赛亚先知的话呢是几百年前所说的，可是现在还适用。
They resist the Holy Spirit.
因为你们拒绝顽固的拒绝了这个信息。
The Holy Spirit is the source, but they resist.
这个圣灵是这个真理的一个来源，可是你们却拒绝了它。
You need to ask yourself the same question. Does the Holy Spirit come to you? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to you about Jesus?
所以我们要问问自己圣灵是不是有来跟我们说耶稣就是那个救主。
We don't want to resist the Holy Spirit.
我们不要拒绝圣灵的启示。
So Paul says, okay, I'm telling you what, God's going to give his revelation to the Gentiles.
所以保罗跟这些犹太人讲说，好所以上帝要把这讯息交给外邦人。
So back in Paul's day, that was a big deal. The Jews thought the special revelation, the Holy Scriptures, that was for them.
这对这个犹太人来讲是很震惊的事情，因为他们觉得神的特殊的启示是只给犹太人的。
So this is really the climax of the whole book of Acts, that God is going to give his revelation of Jesus to the Gentiles.
所以这是使徒行传当中的一个高潮，就是上帝要把耶稣基督的福音这个启示呢交托给外邦人。
So now you know the point of the book of Acts. It is to give the Spirit to the Gentile.
所以有大部分在使徒行传当中记载的，就是把圣灵给交给了外邦人。
So it says, you know, Paul spent 2 years in Rome, and people came to visit him, and he preached the gospel to whoever came.
所以保罗在罗马两年很多人来探访他。那他也跟他们讲解福音。
And that's the end.
所以这是好像故事就在这里结束了。
It's kind of an unsatisfying ending. It's like, what? That's it?
所以这个使徒行传在这里就结束，好像让人感到不太满足。
And I think that's very intentional by Luke. He wants to end it that way.
我想这是作者路加他刻意这样安排的。
Luke is saying the mission that started in Acts chapter 1, it has not been completed.
路加他想要表达，就是在《使徒行传》第一章所讲的这个宣教的使命，到现在还没有结束。
If you drive around, sometimes you'll see a sign and it says Acts 29 Church.
啊，有的时候啊，你开车你会看到旁边会有啊这个教会，它的牌子上面写的是《使徒行传》第29章的教会。
Yeah, how many chapters in the book of Acts?
在这个《使徒行传》里头有几章呢？
28.
只有28章。
So saying that the mission continues.
所以啊，这个就是表示宣教的这个使命任务来继续进行的。
Okay, you got to know there are millions of people who have never heard. They've never heard about Jesus and what he did.
我们要知道，其实还有成千上万的人，他们并没有听过耶稣基督的事。
So the mission does continue.
所以啊，这个宣教的使命是继续进行的。
For me to live is Christ.
啊，保罗说啊，我活着就是基督。
Paul wants to know Christ and to make him known.
啊，保罗他想要更多的认识耶稣，而且他想要让耶稣能够被别人认识。
How about you?
你呢
？What are you living for?
你是为什么活着呢
？What is the center of your life？
你生命、你的生活当中，什么是你的重心
？For many of us, it's pleasure, fun.
对我们啊，很多人来讲，可能就是很欢乐、很愉快的时间。
Maybe your family. My family is the center of my life. It's all about my family.
有的时候，我们生活的中心是家庭。
Some of us, it's about money.
有些人啊，对有些人来讲是钱财。
I just get a little more money.
我们要多赚一点钱。
But for Paul, to live was Christ.
可是对保罗而言啊，活着就是基督。
And those are good things. Your family and earning money, those are good things. But we don't want them to become the main thing.
啊，我们知道啊。家庭还有能够有钱，这其实是很好的事情。可是我们不能把它高举到一个比耶稣基督更高的一个地方。
Someone has said, when a good thing becomes a God thing, that's a bad thing.
你如果把一些好的事情当成神，那就变成不好的事了。
All right, so what happened to Paul after this imprisonment in Rome? What happened then?
在保罗在保罗在罗马被囚禁两年之后发生了什么事呢
？Okay, we know he was a prisoner for 2 years in Rome.
我们知道他在罗马被囚禁了两年。
Okay. So while he was in prison, he wrote letters.
所以他当他被囚禁的时候呢，他写信。
There are 4 letters called the prison epistles. Epistle means letter.
在圣经里头有四本叫做监狱书信。
All right, so how many books in the New Testament?
在新约里头有多少书呢？书有几本？有27本书。
How many in the Old Testament?
在旧约里头有多少本书？
39.
39本。
39 plus 27.66 books in the whole Bible.
37本旧约圣经的书卷加27卷新约的书信，总共有66卷。
Okay, all these books in yellow were written by Paul.
在这张图片里头用黄色的字打出来的都是保罗所写的。
Like half of the New Testament, he's the apostle to the Gentiles.
这个保罗他是外邦人的使徒。他写这些书信。
I just want to mention, I have kind of glowed around Hebrews there.
在这边这个希伯来书，我也把它做了一些记号。
Yeah, lots of people think Paul may have written Hebrews, but it's probably not Paul.
有些人觉得希伯来书是保罗所写的，不过很有可能不是。
If you want to know why, you see me after.
你如果有兴趣知道为什么的话，可以事后来找我。
Okay, he is released from prison.
所以他从这个罗马的囚禁当中被释放。
He goes right back to traveling around the Mediterranean and continuing his missionary work.
所以他又回到这个地中海附近继续他的宣教的工作。
We know he wrote the letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy, he wrote it from Ephesus.
我们知道他写这个提摩太前书的时候他是在以弗所。
So he did go back.
所以他是回到了以弗所。
And he wrote the book to Titus, the letter to Titus, he's up in Macedonia.
他也写信给提多他写信的时候是在马其顿。
Okay, so finally, his last letter is 2 Timothy.
他的最后一封书信是提摩太后书。
What we find in that letter is, he is again in Roman prison.
我们知道在他写这封书信的时候他又在罗马被囚禁。
Yeah, it's now about the year 68 AD.
这个大概是在主后68年左右。
But so from his release in about 62 to 68, he went back on the mission. Maybe he went to Spain, we don't know.
所以当他主后62年这一次被释放之后到他最后被囚禁主后68年这一段时间他能继续在宣教。
So in 68 AD, and we're pretty sure on these dates because of many reasons, but in 68 AD, he is imprisoned in Rome and this time he is put to death.
我们知道有很多的证据说明他是在主后68年被处决了。
Apostle Peter is also martyred around this same time.
使徒彼得也是大概差不多时间也殉道。
Peter crucified upside down, Paul beheaded because he is a Roman citizen, crucifixion being too cruel of a way to deal with a Roman citizen.
使徒彼得是被倒挂十字架这样被处死的，然后保罗是被砍头因为保罗他是罗马公民，他没有受十字架的刑罚，因为这是非常残酷的一个刑罚。
So the emphasis in the book of Acts is the mission continues.
所以使徒行传他要强调的是这个宣教是继续进行。
Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against my church.
耶稣说阴间的权柄不能胜过他的教会。
So it's up to us now, it's up to you and me to continue the work.
所以现在是要靠着你跟我，要我们来继续这个宣教的使命。
I want you to understand, you are in a mission that cannot fail.
我们要知道我们其实是在一个不会失败的一个使命当中。
It cannot fail because Jesus has made a promise that the gates of hell will not prevail against my church.
这个事情不会失败是因为耶稣他已经有应许，就是阴间的权柄不能胜过他的教会。
Let me give you an idea how that works. So here is our timeline, there is the cross of Christ.
我现在来解释一下这个事情是怎么进行的我们看到这个有时间轴，这里有个十字架。
Okay, after Jesus rose from the dead, he was around for 40 days and he made himself known that he was alive. He showed himself to many people.
所以当耶稣从死里复活之后，他在世上又待了40天，显现给人看。
Okay, and then that's the ascension. Now he's in heaven. He's in his father's house. He's at the right hand of the father. He's alive.
然后这40天之后他升天，他现在坐在父神的右边。
We are now in what's called the church age. That was the beginning of the church. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. This is the church.
所以现在我们是在所谓的教会时代。因为耶稣说我要建立我的教会。
Okay, the day will come when he will return for his church, the second coming.
当时候到的时候耶稣他要回来来迎接他的教会。
At that time, believers who have died will be resurrected.
在那个时候如果是已经死了的信徒呢他们会复活。
There we go. Okay. If you're still alive when he comes, let's say he comes this afternoon, I hope. If he comes and you're alive, you will be raptured to be with the Lord.
如果当耶稣再来的时候信徒还活着的话，会被提到空中与主相见。
Okay, then on the earth comes a very difficult time. That's the time of the tribulation, 7 years of tribulation on the earth.
可是在地上会有大灾难，这就是七年大灾难的时间。
All right. Then we come back with Jesus. Now the whole church returns with Jesus, and that's where at the very end of the tribulation, that is the battle of Armageddon, that's when we come back and all of the enemies of God are defeated.
在这个七年的大灾难之后耶稣会跟他的教会来到地上，这个时候地上会有个大战争。
All right, then he's going to set up his millennial kingdom. The King of Kings, Jesus will rule on the throne of David in Israel as the king over the earth.
耶稣再来的时候，他要除灭他所有的仇敌，他要建立他的国度。
You will live in that kingdom 1,000 years, can you imagine?
我们会在那个国度一千年。
Okay, after the end of the kingdom, more happens, and we can talk about that, but then comes the eternal state and the new heaven and the new earth.
在这个千年耶稣统治的时期之后呢，会有一个永恒。
Okay, so that's what the Bible pictures for the future.
这是圣经给我们一个未来的图画。
The thing that we want to get here is what happens right here. Let's see if I can get it.There it is. Okay.
我们要讲的是现在这里所看到的。
Jesus goes up and the Holy Spirit, let's see, the Holy Spirit comes down. That happened at Pentecost, that's Acts chapter 2.
我们看到耶稣升天之后，圣灵在五旬节的时候下来。
That's the birth of the church age. That's the age that we're in. The Holy Spirit has come.
这是教会时期诞生的那一点，就是圣灵降下的那一刻。
And just so you understand, Jesus is one man.
我们知道耶稣他是一个人。
He can only be in one place at one time as in his human body.
他在这个人的这个肉身当中，他只能在一个时间，在一个地点。
When the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit can be everywhere in the whole earth at the same time.
可是当圣灵降临的时候他可以在每一个地方，在同时，在每一个地方。
So this is what we're talking about today. The Holy Spirit has come.
所以我们今天要强调的，圣灵已经来了。
It's the same Holy Spirit that Paul had.
这是保罗他有的这个圣灵。
You can receive that same Holy Spirit.
我们也能够领受同样的圣灵。
The Spirit will enable you to speak about Jesus.
圣灵他能够帮助我们传讲耶稣基督。
That's how God is going to conquer the world.
这是神要能够征服全世界的一个方法。
Okay. So the coming of the Holy Spirit, this is how we are connected with Jesus in a spiritual way.
圣灵的降临是我们跟耶稣基督在灵里面有这么一个连结的一个方式。
Don't resist the Holy Spirit.
不要拒绝圣灵的感动。
So Jesus said, I will build my church.
耶稣说我要建立我的教会。
All right, this is what we see in the book of Acts. Jesus is building his church through people speaking his message.
所以我们看到在使徒行传，耶稣基督借着传讲耶稣基督的福音建立教会。
And the church is going to continue until that full number of Gentiles comes in. Maybe you're the last one.
这个建立教会的事情会一直到外邦人的这个数目满足了。
Hear the Apostle Paul one more time.
这个是 使徒保罗这样子说。
Book of Romans, Paul says, I don't want you, Christian, to be ignorant of this mystery.
保罗说我不希望你们不明白这样的一个奥秘。
So that you might not be conceited, don't think more highly of yourself than you should.
不要被欺骗了，不要把自己看得太高。
Israel, the Jews, have experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
犹太人他们虽然硬着心，一直到外邦人的数目满足的时候。
But don't hate the Jews, okay? The Jews are. Everything we know about God, everything we got from the Jews.
所以我们不要仇恨犹太人因为我们对上帝的认识都是从犹太人这边来的。
So your purpose now, your purpose is to be the mouth and the hands and the feet of Jesus until he comes.
所以我们现在的任务就是要成为耶稣的手脚和口来传讲他。
Okay, so what you're doing here this morning, this isn't my idea, it's not a man-made idea, this is God's idea.
我们今天在这里聚集并不是我们人的一个想法，而是上帝的作为。
Now the scriptures are true, the scriptures are God's word.
圣经是真实的，它是神的话语。
God has not only told us what happened in the past, he's telling you what is coming in the future.
神不仅告诉我们以前发生的事情，他也告诉我们将来会发生什么事。
So he gives you his word. It's to strengthen you. It's to strengthen the church.
所以他把这些话给我们，让我们的信心更坚固。
So I would use this verse to sum up the whole book of Acts. So the churches were strengthened in faith and they grew in numbers.
我想用这段经文来总结一下使徒行传。于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
Amen.
Amen. So knowing these things is going to help us.
所以这些事情是要帮助我们。
Now I told you, I give you an illustration of how does the Holy Spirit work through a person to write the scripture.
我刚刚提到说我想解释一下圣灵怎样透过人来写下这个圣经。
So here's my illustration. This is my idea, so I hope it's from the Holy Spirit.
这是我的理解，我所想用的例子，希望这是圣灵的启示。
But you know, in the natural world, you can take a white light, and shine it into a prism, and all of a sudden, wow, you see so much more.
我们知道在这个自然的物理世界里头，我们如果将一束白光照在这个三棱镜，就一下子这个光就被分散成各种不同的光。
I think it's similar to that in the spiritual, in the word of God, for example.
其实在属灵的世界也是这个样子。
The word of God says, God is love.
圣经上说神就是爱。
What exactly is love?
那到底爱是什么呢？
So here's what the Holy Spirit did. The Holy Spirit took that word love and he put it through the Apostle Paul into his mind, into his brain, into his pen, and Paul began to write.
所以当圣灵把这个神是爱这个，他透过保罗这个三棱镜，他就写下了爱是什么？
Love is patient.
所以爱是恒久忍耐。爱是恩慈。
It does not envy.
他爱是不嫉妒。
It is not proud.
爱是不自夸。
It does not dishonor others.
他爱是不张狂。
It's not self-seeking.
爱是不求自己的益处。
It's not easily angered.
不轻易发怒。
It keeps no record of wrongs.
不计算人的恶。
Does not delight in evil.
不喜欢不义。
Love always protects.
凡事包容。
It always trusts.
凡事相信。
It always hopes.
凡事盼望。
It always perseveres.
凡事忍耐。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
Wow, how wonderful that Paul revealed that to us in the scripture.
所以我们这真是非常奇妙的，保罗把爱是什么在圣经里头跟我们显示出来。
There's nothing like it.
没有一件像这样的事情。
And so this is our message for today.
这是我们今天的信息。
It's through the special revelation, the Holy Spirit writing through men in the Bible.
所以透过特别的启示圣灵将话语透过人的作者显示给人。
Holy Spirit is the source.
圣灵就是这个源头。
And just as the Holy Spirit used Paul,
就像圣灵他使用保罗。
That same Spirit is available to you.
同样一位圣灵也是要这样用我们。
The Spirit will enable you to speak about Jesus.
圣灵会帮助我们传讲耶稣基督。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you cannot speak about Jesus. You couldn't say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的感动，我们人没有办法说耶稣基督是主。
Let's be like Paul.
所以让我们效法保罗。
Let's be bold. Let's speak the truth in love.
让我们大胆的。用爱心来传讲真理。
Leave the results to God.
可是我们将最后的结果交托给上帝。
谢谢。
Okay, 谢谢。